Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2. And with me today, I have Ms. Jane Sewell, Executive Director of the Union Mills Homestead. Welcome, and glad to have you on our Sunday morning.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm happy to be here.
And could you just give us maybe a little background on yourself?
Well, I'm actually a member of the Shriver family, which were the original owners of the Union Mills Homestead. My maiden name was Shriver, and I have been involved with Union Mills probably all of my life, but I have been the director there, the executive director there, for 19 years. I started in the year 2000. It's a wonderful facility, and I'm very proud of it. I taught school at the Calvert School in Baltimore City, a private school, for 38 years. I taught physical education and dance, and retired in 2011, and put more energies into the Union Mills Homestead at this point. And I've served as co-chair of the Celebrating America initiative for the last 5 or 6 years. Also was chosen as a member of the Long-Term Advisory Council.
The Long-Term Advisory Council started, I guess, a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I know you were an integral part of that committee, and you had some interesting outcomes, I think, after you did a lot of study and research. And I was invited you here today to kind of share that with our listening public out here on some of your outcomes.
Well, we had an interesting, we call them clusters. I had several people working with me. My particular cluster was a bit complex in that it covered the arts, entertainment, recreation, and community services such as transportation and the NAACP. And we found we had to do a lot. You know, we weren't focusing on just one area. But what we did find that there was an overwhelming need and interest in expanding the recreation area in Carroll County. In researching the counties around us, Howard, Anne Arundel, Frederick, Baltimore, we found that they all have turf fields, they all have some sports complexes, and the kids here in Carroll County have to do a lot of traveling in order to practice, in order to play, and sometimes the weather is a real big factor in that a lot of games have been postponed or canceled because of wet fields. One of the coaches I spoke to recently told me that when they play in Howard County on a turf field there, each team pays $250 to play on that field. So I think what we figured out in our cluster, one of our main things was that we're missing out on income. If we had a facility and some turf fields here, we would have those people coming to us, eating here, spending the night here, shopping. Plus, it would give the children here in Carroll County a really nice opportunity.
You know, I look at some of the things I've seen as commissioner here, and I do have to give credit to the Boys and Girls Club in Westminster. Junior high kids then have a place to go a lot of times after school until parents get home or whatever. And they're very structured, but they enjoy athletics. They enjoy help. They enjoy talking to people, maybe about family problems or whatever. But we need this, I think, throughout the county, in just having a place that the kids can run. They can play organized sports. We have our rec councils who are, I don't know how many games they had to cancel this year. And this has been an unusual year. And you at the Homestead can
we can certainly
attest to
yes, we can attest to that.
I think the high schools had 500 events that were canceled due to rain. We had county championships had to be played out of county because we didn't have anywhere to go to play those.
Exactly.
So this is, I think, I'm looking at three areas here. If we do a Carroll County Community Events Center somewhere, and I'm hoping we have a facility to do that, first step would be a turf field.
Right.
Second would be to take those and go beyond maybe one, but then we also have tennis courts. We have outdoor basketball, things such as ice skating. You know, the sky's the limit where we can go, and maybe additional fields eventually to
absolutely
provide students and adults.
Yes.
And, you know, we have a lot of club teams, a lot of adult leagues that need to make up some time and space. So
sports is so important. It really is. when children are involved in recreation, in activities, they're staying out of trouble. I saw that when I was teaching school. When they're involved, and that's just huge.
And the people they hang out with are involved in sports. Yes. That becomes their focus.
Yes.
And, you know, it is important, and not everybody's going to go out and play professional, whatever,
mm-mm,
but they remember the time that they scored a goal or they did very well in a sports activity or their team did very well. They never forget those type things. This is what I think helps build character, helps build team spirit, and they start to work together to achieve a goal. And I agree with you. This is a huge undertaking, or for the county, it's a huge undertaking.
Of course.
But I think if we involve private enterprise into this, we get assistance, we can build what we need to have.
Well, now, I agree with that.
LTAC, do they have any recommendations on how we get there, or they just came up with the recommendation?
Well, we were not charged with the financial end of it. We were looking at, and actually, supposedly, we were looking at what Carroll was going to be in 2047. To my cluster, we said, you know, it's fine to jump ahead 30 years, but we do have to get there. And there's a process of getting there. And you take baby steps. You're not going to get there all of a sudden. We're not going to have a, if you've ever heard of a Spooky Nook in up in Mannheim, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
It's the largest indoor sports complex in North America. It's absolutely huge. They've got everything. But we're not going to have that. But we can take baby steps and use an existing facility, expand on it, to have a place for kids to have recreational sports.
And, you know, we, I guess, inherited as a county a spot where a lot of this is already in place. We have a stadium and all these other amenities, and it's all graded. And I'm looking at the, I can't put a number on the cost it would take to get it to where it is. And
right.
It's a beautiful campus. So I would think I'm going to try to ask my fellow commissioners to help expand on this. Put a team together to start researching it, start looking at what we can do here. We've asked a delegation I have for some help, and let's see what we can expand upon and make here for the citizens of Carroll County. Now, this is the site happens to be in one area, but we can get there within 25 minutes from anywhere in the county. And in Carroll County, you drive anywhere.
Of course. And I think that's true in other counties. They're not all sitting in a one central location. They're spread out. And you're going to have to ride. I mean, that's just what it is. But I was interested in researching some turf fields. They're different kinds of turf, and which is interesting. But one in North Carolina that one company was involved with down near Chapel Hill, the hurricane that just came through destroyed a lot of properties and a lot of schools and a lot of it. This particular turf field survived. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. So when you're talking about hurricane flooding and a field survives that with no problems, that's something that's huge.
Well, good. I'm glad we could have a chance to discuss this morning, and I'm sure if people in the listening audience have want to talk more about it, they're free to contact me here at the office, and I'm sure we're willing to sit down with them and talk about
Absolutely.
This, and especially from the long-term planning council's perspective. Why is this important? And we are looking ahead. This is not 1 year, 2 years. We're looking down the road for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years,
right.
What is going to be needed in this county. So I'm glad you decided to join me this morning, and I wish our listeners a good week ahead. So thank you.
Thank you.